So what did I talk about last week? You remember? Love and the heart, right? And I talk about the heart. No, maybe not. Anyway. So did anybody get dumped last week? Am I the only one? Am I the only one that got dumped at Cracker Barrel? Yeah. No, it's not fun to break up, is it? It's even worse to get dumped. Anybody who's been dumped? If you've ever been dumped, raise your hand. My hand's going up. I've been dumped lots. More times than I care to remember. Well, tonight, what would you say if I told you that I had in my possession the key to you living a fulfilled, exciting life on purpose every day, and when you wake up, you're excited, and all your wildest dreams come true? Who would like to hear what I had to say? Well, I don't know if I have that or not, but what I do have to say is really important, okay? But and I promise you that if you listen tonight and you put into practice what I have for you, you will have a very fulfilled life. And who wants to have a fulfilled life? Maybe you're not fulfilled right now. Who would be brave enough and bold enough to raise their hand and say, you know what? I'm not 100% fulfilled in my life right now. Yeah, you got some guts out there. That's what I'm talking about. And who would like to be fulfilled? Yes. Okay, so there are some people here who want to hear what I have to say tonight. Now, here it is. Here's the key to living a fulfilled life, if we could get the first slide. And what is that a picture of? A broken heart. Right? A broken heart. What does it mean to have a broken heart? You could speak up. What does it mean to have a broken heart? To be sad? It means it's broken. To be crushed emotionally. That's a good one. Now, how do you get a broken heart? A girl, okay. How does a heart break? If you drop it, if you give it to somebody and maybe they don't take care of it. Cheating will break a heart. Cheating on a test? No. Relationships, right? Now, what do we associate with a broken heart? When you think of a broken heart, what do you think of? Pain, right? A broken heart causes lots and lots of pain. P-A-I-N, pain. It doesn't feel good, and it hurts, right? Pain hurts. Nobody likes pain. Who enjoys pain out there? No. Who enjoys a broken heart? Nobody. And a lot of times we go to such great lengths to avoid pain that we might even just stay in a relationship that we know the other person is wrong for us just to avoid some pain. We know if we break up with them, it's going to cause them pain, it's going to cause me pain. So why not just, you know, we'll see if it works out. We'll see. Maybe it'll work out. So you put it off. Anybody ever done that? I know I have. I've been afraid that if I broke up with somebody that they'd commit suicide. Now, that's a lot of pain. You know, now that's just me, you know, imagining that I'm just fantastic. And that if I broke up with anybody, you know, the first thing they would do is, you know, slit their wrists with a steak knife. Of course, that didn't happen, much to my surprise. I had 911 dialed on my cell phone ready to go, and she just started crying, and I said, "That's it? You're not going to try and kill yourself?" Anyway, that's way off the deep end. I don't even know why I brought that up. Anyway, it'll cause pain, right? Breakups cause pain. Nobody enjoys pain. Nobody likes pain. Here's another example. You have homework, right? Anybody in here ever had homework? Now, you don't like doing homework and term papers and studying for tests, do you? It causes a certain amount of pain, right? I hate school. At least it caused me pain. I hated to do it. And so what would I do? I would put it off, and then it gets to the point where if I don't do this, it's going to cause me more pain, right? It's going to cause me more pain if I don't study for the test, if I don't do my term paper, right? Nobody likes pain. Everybody does what they can to avoid pain. Now, I'm going to have Mike and Cassandra come, and they're going to give us two quick little skits to kind of illustrate a broken heart, okay? So I want you to give them another warm welcome since you just... Yeah. No, you don't need the mic. I want to keep it so I can make funny comments. No cussing this time, thank you. Comments like that. Bum, ba, ba, ba. Sorry.
Man, that was so good. Oh, my gosh. Did you enjoy that? That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Fantastico. Yeah, it was great.
I'm glad.
Yeah, shall we?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what I was thinking? I want to talk to you. Let's enjoy the river walk. Just keep looking at the river.
Broken heart. Okay, here comes act two. Ouch. Can everybody say ouch? So those are just a couple quick examples of a broken heart, right? Who's had their heart broken? Let me see your hand. Yeah, we've most all of us have experienced some sort of heartbreak in life, whether it's from a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or maybe your parents made you a promise to take you to this spectacular vacation in Disneyland when you were 12 and then they didn't. Maybe that was you. No, I'm just, that never happened to me. But I wish I would have gone to Disneyland when I was 12. Anyway, you know, we all experience some sort of heartbreak in our lives, and nobody likes it. It causes some pain. It causes some pain. But what if I told you that the only way to be happy in life was through a broken heart? The only way you can be fulfilled in life is to live life with a broken heart. Does that make any sense to you? What if I said that that was the number one thing that God wants from you would be to have a broken heart? Psalm 51, 16 and 17 reads, and this is David writing, "You delight in sacrifice. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise these." Now, what does this mean here? Why does God want us to have a broken heart? That's what it says in this verse here, right? A broken and contrite heart, or humble heart. See, here what God is saying is he's not looking for people who have it all made, for people who are really good at sports. God doesn't really care how good you are at, say, singing. Michelle's a fantastic singer, right? Wouldn't everybody agree that Michelle sings very well? But no matter how good she sings, and if she was the best singer in the world and didn't have a humble or broken heart, God really isn't impressed. Devin's a great basketball player. Everybody agree Devin's a great basketball player? He could wipe the floor with my rear end if we played one-on-one. But no matter how good Devin is at basketball, God's really not impressed. We could never, whatever it is that we're good at, could never earn our salvation. We could be the best. Think of what you do, what you want to be when you grow up. You could discover the cure for cancer, the cure for AIDS, blah, 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 on and on and on and on and on. God doesn't care. He's not impressed. He's not impressed with that. That's what this verse says. You do not delight in sacrifices. You know, a lot of us think that we have to live a horrible life, or we have to live a life of unhappiness to please God, that's what will make him happy here, that we have to give up things that we enjoy to make God happy. That's not what God's saying. He says he doesn't delight in sacrifice. Maybe you think your good looks are good enough. Man, I really look good. Or my humor. I'm a funny guy. I'm funny enough that I could maybe earn my salvation. Nothing you could ever do, ever, would be good enough for Jesus to come and die on the cross for you. Nothing. Nothing. Think about that. Think about all the stuff that you've done in your life, all the things you've accomplished, all the things you're proud of, all the things you're hoping to accomplish. All of those things. You could add them up. You could add everything that this whole church has ever accomplished for Jesus. But it's never, none of it would ever be good enough to earn what he did for us. So what does God want from us? What does he require? It says in this verse, a broken and contrite heart. He just wants us to love him back and have gratitude for what he did for us. How easy has God made it for us to please him? How easy is it? All we have to do is say, God, I'm not good enough. It's almost too easy. It's almost so easy that some people work and work and work and work to try and please God without ever realizing that all they have to do is just say, God, I'm not good enough. Nothing I could ever do would be good enough. Here's another example. Have you ever had somebody in your life that no matter what you did, you never seemed to be able to please them? and you wanted nothing more than to make this person happy or to please this person. And you try all these different things, kind of like Michael was trying with Cassandra. He bought her roses and steaks and lobsters and butter and cleaned his mom's sink and got Justin Timberlake to call her. He did all these things for her, and none of it was ever good enough. I've had people in my life that I really wanted to please really, really badly. So you try and you go out of your way and you try hard things, you know, and you really try hard to please this person. Now think if that person sat you down one day and said, you know what, just give up. Nothing you could ever do would ever please me. Nothing you could ever do would be good enough for me. What would that do to you? That'd break your heart. You would be heartbroken. I would be heartbroken. You know, if somebody you looked up to, somebody you admired and you wanted to please them and they were your role model, and they came to you one day and said, you know what, just give up. Nothing you could ever do would be worthy of spending time with me. That's what God's saying in this verse. He's saying nothing you could ever do would be good enough to earn your salvation. He's breaking our hearts. And why does he want us to live with a broken heart? Why does God want us to have a broken heart? Because if we don't, then we think we're good enough. Then we think we've earned our salvation. Then we go through life not really accepting his free gift, thinking that we earned it, that we worked for it. God wants us to have a realization that it's not about us, and it's not about our gifts and our talents and our abilities. All those things are great, and those are things that he's blessed us with, but no matter what we do, we can never earn what he did for us on the cross. So what God's saying is just give it up. Just look to me and say, thank you. Thank you, God, for my life. Thank you for sending your son to die on the cross. I couldn't earn it if I worked a billion years. Thank you, God. I want you to give up all your efforts, everything you ever thought you could accomplish. You know, God is up there yawning at us. He's not impressed. The only thing that impresses him is a broken heart. The only thing you can impress God with is the realization that you can't earn your salvation. That is what he's talking about here. A broken and contrite heart, oh God, you will not despise. So what I want us to do here is bow our heads and close our eyes. We're just going to take a couple seconds here. And just think about it. I mean, today when I was getting this ready, I was just thinking to myself, you know, I've worked in the church all my life. I've grown up in the church. I thought I was doing all these things, you know, for God's glory. And, you know, I realized I had to stop. I thought God might have been impressed with some of the things I had done. And this verse blew me away. I sat in my room and I just said, God, forgive me. Lord, break my heart again. So just think about all the things you've done, all the things you've thought might have impressed God, and just realize that all God wants you to do is have a broken spirit, a broken heart. He just wants you to accept him and love him in return with a heart of gratitude. So Lord Jesus, we thank you for tonight. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have to come and worship you. God, nothing we could ever do or could ever think about doing would be good enough to earn our salvation, would be good enough to earn your love. Lord, the only reason you love us is because you are love and you're good and you're so much better than we are, God. Lord, we humble ourselves before you tonight. God, I pray you would break our hearts daily. Let us not lose sight of the fact that nothing that we have is good enough for you. Lord, I pray you bless this group tonight. Keep them safe this week. Help us to share your love with people we come in contact with. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to have a baptism in here in about 20 minutes. So if you guys want to come and see, I think we got about 4 people getting baptized tonight. That would be cool. If not, enjoy your night here and be safe on your way home. Bless you guys.